Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, Livestock Marketing Association members and staff traveled to Washington, D.C. for the 13th annual LMA D.C. fly-in, and approximately 35 people this year met with leaders in D.C. on issues that matter to the livestock marketing industry. Discussions, they say, centered on the need to pass H.R. 4058, the Securing All Livestock Equitably Act, creating a dealer statutory trust to help protect unpaid sellers of livestock against buyer payment default. Participants, they say, also discussed the need for additional hours of service flexibilities for livestock haulers and the role that livestock auctions play in animal identification. Further, LMA remains concerned with inconsistent enforcement of the current animal disease traceability rule, and LMA opposes the possibility of USDA moving forward with Phase 2 mandatory tagging of feeder cattle prior to addressing problems in the current program. Now, Chelsea Good, LMA VP of Government and Industry Affairs, said LMA's fly-in was a productive opportunity to continue their educational efforts and talk with key decision makers. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.